alt meter right across the terminals there, right where the switch is, so you can monitor, make sure there's no voltage across there
when you go up to reach on the switch. But
yeah, that's a great way. You know, it's stupid to have, you know, a zillion power supplies and modulate, you know, extra modulators. Well, it's not stupid. If you got the room, you can do it. I'm in an 10x12 room, so I'm running out of space here. So,
you know, I may even go one step further. I have a little a 10-meter rig I've been working on. It's
a single 4-125. And I like to do a similar thing with that, and use the 304TL modulator and modulate that up on 10 meters. Have it all tuned up, so just flip a switch. So, and hello to you, Gary. Long time no chat to, yes. Of course, I frequent the amphone.net. Don't post a lot, but I do frequent that, and I appreciate that very much. And, man, you're sounding really nice there with the 21E. I pulled you up also on QRZ. Let's see, you've got a picture there. That's, it's the picture you've got. It's kind of hard to tell. You can see the tubes in the background and the microphone, and it looks like a big mixing console. But I'm sure you've got some better pictures. You can see the whole thing there. I'm not too familiar with the 450s. Man, that's got the 304TLs beat out. I know that. Actually, I think I have seen them in the past. That might be a single plate type tube. You know, the 304TLs almost have like four separate plates that are tied together. Three or four separate grids inside of the plates. But I think the 450TL is just a huge, monstrous tube there. Yeah, that's quite a rig.